Homecoming is pretty much the party of the year at historically black colleges and universities. How to party, though, in the midst of the pandemic? Naomi Prelo of member station WUNC reports from one university in North Carolina.
North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in Greensboro bills its homecoming as the greatest homecoming on earth. And normally, it's filled with celebrities, parties, and of course, football and band. But now, homecoming looks a little different. This year, it's all virtual.
So a few ways to watch and participate this weekend. We have on-demand, live stream, and registration required. So on-demand...
NCA&T canceled homecoming in June because of the coronavirus. Normally, 100,000 people show up, bringing roughly $10 million into the local Greensboro economy. Ken Sigmund is an A&T vice chancellor.
After we saw all the numbers, we realized we were going to have to cancel our homecoming activities, not only because of the sheer volume of people, but also the fact that, you know, this is impacting the African-American community more than others.
When alumni first heard the news about an online homecoming, they were understanding. But then...
Once it set in, we're not going to have a homecoming this year.
Teresa Davis is a 1989 graduate of NCA&T and is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations.
I've been coming to homecoming for 15, 20, 30, 50 years. It's not a homecoming. What are we going to do?
NCA&T joins a list of other HBCUs holding online events. Howard University in Washington, D.C. had a virtual happy hour and Zoom sessions on racial justice. Xavier University in Louisiana is having a virtual golf tournament. At A&T, they did a DJ battle, karaoke, and last night hosted a trivia party.
Your friends might convince you to do this instead of studying. Is it A, more gym parties and a pre-dawn? Is it B, libations? Is it C, go to UNCG or Bennett? Or is it D, hang out at Burger King?
A.
North Carolina is home to roughly a dozen HBCUs. And nationally, there are over 100. Homecoming at an HBCU is more than just school pride. Davis says it's a celebration, a lifestyle, and a family reunion of sorts.
It's just the time to come together and breathe, and it's just like, I'm home. And just being with each other and reminiscing and reflecting and enjoying each other's company.
And they're still enjoying each other's company, even if it's virtually. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Prelo in Greensboro, North Carolina.